Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, November 20th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that Samsung is working on four new variants of the Galaxy S10, including a 5G-enabled 6.7-inch model nicknamed Beyond X, with two cameras in the front and four in the back. Yes, six cameras total. Samsung reportedly will unveil the camera mid-February and then release in conjunction with 5G network rollouts. The other three S10 models are said to have screens ranging from 5.8 to 6.4 inches and have three to five cameras in total. Microsoft announced it has acquired FS Logix for an undisclosed price. The company says that FS Logix technology would offer faster load times for user profiles in Outlook and OneDrive and boost overall Office 365 performance in multi-user virtual environments. FS Logix Apps, which is one of the company's flagship products, is a software agent that enables virtual desktop administrators to manage apps per user. Instagram is removing third-party apps from accounts that use those apps to gain inauthentic follows and likes and comments and other behavior that violates the company's policies. The company will start sending users a warning to change their passwords to cut ties with these apps or, quote, see their Instagram experience impacted. Instagram tells TechCrunch it may limit access to certain features, for example, for those users. Valve is discontinuing its Steam Link device, but will continue to support it. The box streamed PC games to a TV through a plug-in controller, keyboard, and mouse. The Steam Link device launched in 2015, but since then, Valve has brought the Steam Link app directly to Android phones and Samsung smart TVs and pulled back focus on additional hardware devices. Snap plans to release a new $350 version of its spectacles glasses with two cameras, sources tell Cheddar. The new model reportedly will feature a more premium aluminum frame and be able to produce augmented reality effects in videos. Snap released the first version of spectacles back in 2016, but the company overestimated demand, which created around $40 million in unsold inventory after the company ordered roughly 800,000 units from a Chinese supplier. Google Home speakers and Chromecast can now be controlled into a home audio group for music, podcasts, and audiobooks. Along with Spotify, iHeartRadio, and other streaming music services, Pandora Premium streaming music is now available as well. Audio groups are created within the Home app for iOS and Android smartphones, and smart displays like the Google Home Hub and LG Xboom WK9 will get the availability in the coming weeks. Google's call screen feature will soon include transcripts, according to employee posts on Google Forums, and then be automatically saved to the Dialer app after the call for later viewing. As Google employee Paul Dunlop wrote, this new feature, quote, will be available to our public beta testers first, and then all Pixel 3 users later in the year. Bitcoin dropped to its lowest level in over a year Monday, sinking to $4,883.09, a drop of 22% in the past 7 days, and more than 65% this year, according to data from CoinDesk. The cryptocurrency is down more than 30% since the Thanksgiving holiday in 2017. And finally, Amazon is in the running to buy Fox's 22 regional sports networks from Disney. Disney is acquiring a large portion of Fox and has agreed to conditions on the acquisition that they must sell the 22 regional sports networks within 90 days of the close of that acquisition. Among the 22 networks is the YES Network, which carries the New York Yankees and the Brooklyn Nets games. Several other companies are interested in buying the networks, and some are interested in buying the YES Network separately. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.